Fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from those high rocky mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Praise the Lord, tonight's our political meeting here every Thursday night in Idaho County, Idaho, in the Kamiai area, and we always enjoy our political meetings. You know, we're across the nation, folks, if you've been to any of your Republican or Democratic Party meetings in your county or state, especially Republican Party meetings, you'll realize that the neocons have taken over, the Trotskyites. We're now the Republican Socialist Party, and then you have a choice between that and the Democratic Socialist Party. And so it's just good to get with fellow Americans that love God, the Holy Lord Jesus Christ, and those that love liberty. And sometimes at our political meeting, not everybody loves the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? We have Jews, we have Gentiles, we have people of all religions in our political meeting, but we all love freedom. And we know how the Republican Party has been taken over by the neocons, the Trotskyites, because that's been their plan for 50 years, to take over both of the political parties in this country, and they've done so very well. And so our meeting, though, is aware of this. Our people at the meeting are aware of this, and we're concentrating on trying to put people in government, in the local area here, in the state, and in the federal government that loves God and loves freedom. And so, anyway, it's our night, Thursday night, and we're always excited to get together and talk about what we can do, not what we can complain about, and not what can we gripe about and grumble about, but what can we do to actively do what God told us to do, and that's to actively occupy this nation, to have dominion, actively take dominion over this nation and this world until the Lord's return. So it's just great, exciting for me to get together with activists, people doing things. And I have something to share with you here that just blows me away. But I guess it shouldn't. It should not blow away this old cop to read that we have a Communist Community Church meeting. Yes, now we do know that we have communist churches in America, because Bill Clinton went to one, Preacher Waugaman there in Washington, D.C., a good old communist, was the preacher there, and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton used to go and walk out for a for the media, swinging their Bibles over their head. You remember that day? Well, now the communists are meeting with the churches, the Christian churches, and we'll talk about that when we get back.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Okay, folks, we're back here on the Officer Jack McGlam program, and this is really exciting. I'm sure you'll think it's exciting, because for a long time, the communists have been involved in our seminaries. They were excited to get into our seminaries, as a card-carrying communist told us years ago. What was his name, folks? Little guy, communist that turned Christian here in America, and he told us about psychopolitics. Kenneth Galt, that's who it was. He was a communist that was a card-carrying communist, young man here in America, and he was involved in spreading psychopolitics in America and the Soviet art of brainwashing. A synthesis of the Russian textbook on psychopolitics, he wrote that book for the American people to inform them about how the communists have infiltrated just about every institution in America, and he was a part of that. Of course, you probably never heard about it because the media wasn't about to tell you because they were taken over by the communists. The television wasn't going to tell you because they were ran by the communists, and so you probably never heard about Kenneth Galt and his book, The Soviet Art of Brainwashing, on psychopolitics, the textbook on psychopolitics. But anyway, he was one of the people that told us, of course, we had already known this, it wasn't new to us, that the communists had infiltrated the church. And their idea was to get into seminaries and twist and turn the scriptures and mistrain the people in the Word of God and the laws of God, so that our ministers would come out like they are today and teach you to just go along, keep your head down, let the government do anything they want to. We're not to stand up against government, all governments of God, the misinterpretation of Romans 13. And then to push the pre-trib rapture doctrine, which isn't true, that why fight? We're on the next flight. You know, just keep your head down. We're leaving next week. Don't worry about all the degenerates taking over politics and taking over the institutions, because we're leaving here next week. Well, those kind of programs they installed in the seminaries of America, and our ministers came out of those, our young ministers came out of those seminaries and Bible schools completely different than what our ministers were in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Today, they preach the social gospel and do not say anything to offend anybody. You know, you can have homosexuals sitting there in the seats going along with their gay lifestyle. They call it a gay lifestyle. It's an abomination, the Lord calls it. And they get along in the churches real well because the preacher's not going to talk out against those things because it might offend somebody. Well, so we've known this for a long time, but the average person out there doesn't know this. Well, since the communists took over the seminaries and taught the people of God, and I want to say allegedly the people of God, but I won't say that. I'll say the young pastors coming out of seminaries and the Bible schools, I won't assume they're not Christian. I will assume they're Christian for the program today. And they came out into the churches and preached that basically there was nothing to do but pay your tithes to the church so we can pay off that $10 million loan we took out to build this big edifice to man, this big cathedral that we can put 20,000 people in and hire a great band out of, like in, you'll see in the Las Vegas, you know, and make wonderful music. And if the people can just have fun when they come to church and just have the greatest time of their week, they'll come back and they'll come back and they'll come back and they'll throw money, lots of money, at the operation. And we'll even preach a little bit of the Word of God as long as it doesn't offend anybody. Okay, throw out all those things that might offend anybody because we want to build the church. And if anybody's offended, they may not come back and put their tithes in, and we can't pay that $10 million note that we have on the big edifice we built to man. Well, and so what happened, folks, if you knew the churches I grew up in Arlington, Virginia, and Washington, D.C., during the 40s and 50s, these were activist churches. People were involved. They went out and did things. But today, the things we do all evolve around the church. You know, we go to Monday night prayer meeting, Wednesday night, or is it Monday night visitation, Wednesday night prayer meeting, Friday night games for the kids, basketball for the juniors and so forth, and then Saturday we go clean up the church grounds or something else, and then Sunday we do the bus ministry and we have the activities of the church that day, usually twice a day or three times a day. And then we start again on Monday night prayer meeting, Wednesday night visitation, and so forth and so on. And so they keep people just totally wrapped up with their free time in church, church, church. We call it churchianity. And they don't really accomplish anything in the community except occasionally tell somebody, if you're not afraid to mention it at work, to come down and visit us. Come to our social church, and we'll just have a good time every Sunday. Well, the communists now are stepping in after they helped destroy the church by taking over the seminaries and teaching from that very evil book called, the Bible study. What's the book they all use? I can't think of it right now, but we've talked about it 100 times on the program. Schofield Reference Bible, where the Schofield Reference Bible takes you out of the Word of God, away from the Word of God, and sets up programs like the pre-trib rapture. You don't have to do anything but just pack your bags. You're leaving next week, and the teaching that Revelation or Romans 13 is you obey everything evil government tells you to do because evil all evil governments of God, and on and on and on. So now that the communists have caused the churches to stop doing activities that they used to do in the communities to help the communities and to save the country that's going into the dumper and letting Lucifer take over all the institutions, now the communists are coming in and taking up the slack by trying to get the Christians to come out and do things the communists want to get done. So listen to this. This is very interesting. The Word of God and communism are hand in hand today, said Diana Story, a school bus driver from Ashtabula County, Idaho. He was one of the group of clergy and lay people participating in a conference on religion sponsored by the Communist Party USA, which will be on April 15th and 16th of this year. Sori is a union activist and also active in her church, where she sings in the choir. She feels communists and others who are working to defeat the ultra-right and advance peace, social and economic justice, and socialism are doing the work of the Word. I guess she means the Word of God. Isn't it interesting, folks? Isn't it interesting? You know, we're withdrawing into the church, into the prayer closet to await the rapture, and the communists are out there in the community getting control of the community, and now the communists are inviting us out to join them and getting involved in the community and doing pushing communist goals. That's very interesting. The Reverend Mark Scott from New Haven, Connecticut, said people in the pews cannot simply stick to feel-good issues, but must be willing to go to the wall on real issues, noting that attendance at soup kitchens is piling up, he said. People fully well know today, no matter what happens in heaven, this morning I woke up hungry. Marks, his son, and it's interesting, his name is Marks, but it's not spelled with an X in it, Reverend Marks, or Scott Marks. But Reverend Mark, son of a North Carolina sharecropper, is a Pentecostal minister who leads the Connecticut Center for a New Economy. For him, this is doing the real work of Jesus. It's not pie in the sky when we die, Mark told the world. It's how we are going to change things in the here and now. Well, folks, that it would be wonderful if the communists could get our Christians out of the churches to do things in the community like we've always supposed to do, but it's just sad to see the communists having to help the Christians out of their prayer closets and out of their pews to go do what they should have been doing all along. I think it's absolutely a shame. Conference sessions dealt with, I guess it was last April 15th and 16th, because they say dealt with, which is in the past. So I think we're dealing with a conference was April 15th and 16th of this year, folks, 05. This conference sessions dealt with the history of religion and Marxism, the religious right, coalition building, and work in local churches and denominational and ecumenical groups. In the session on work in local churches, the Reverend Gil Dawes, a retired volunteer pastor at Trinity Methodist Church here, emphasize that grassroots progressive religious activism. Now, folks, any time you see progressive written anywhere except on a box of noodles, I think there's a box of noodles called progressive, but watch out for communism, okay? Socialism and communism, they use that term progressive. Progressive this, progressive that. Anytime you see it, step back and take a close look, because usually that's what it is. I hear the music. We'll be right back and talk about Reverend Gil Dawes and what he thinks about the communists coming together with the Christians. Is it appropriate? Is it time? Be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Interesting subject today, folks, if I do say so myself. I appreciate this article here sent over by Susan Webb, communist newspaper, People's Weekly World Newspaper. Very, very interesting here. So we have now Reverend Gil Dawes, who, from what I'm reading here, is a communist in Methodist clothing. He's using liberation theology, folks. Do you understand what happened in the Central America and South America? The communists came in and took over and set up a system of the super rich and the super poor in Central and South America and other places in the world. And then after they set up this system of having a dictator, a communist dictator in there, they send in the communists in the Catholic Church. That's right. The Catholic fathers who are communists would go in just like we have preachers, Christian preachers that are communists, like possibly this Methodist preacher Dawes here, but I'm not sure. I'm just reading what he says, and it seems to me he reeks of communism. But then in South and Central America, when they set up all the property and everything in the hands of the wealthy dictators and the super rich and destroyed the middle class, now you have the super rich and the super poor. So then the communist priests come in and preach liberation theology, that we should pick up our guns and we should go to war against the system, and we should take it over and cause all kind of chaos and the communists will come in and just completely take over everything. So you get the peasants out there to come in and attack and to take it over for pure communism, okay? So it works very effectively. Listen to what he says here now. Dawes, a second-generation Methodist minister, draws attention from the circuit rider preacher, draws inspiration, that is, from the circuit rider preachers who traveled through small towns and rural areas to teach the social gospel. But they didn't teach the social gospel, folks. That's the New Age gospel. But anyway, that's what he's saying here. He teaches Bible study classes with a materialistic interpretation that lets the ordinary people see how their problems are connected to the political situation and economic forces, okay? Same thing liberation theology did, okay? It is the evil, evil landowners that are the problem, and we have to overthrow them. So they get the people up in arms, and so it works every time because the people aren't aware. But he says people are repressed about their own pain. He said, but when I choose a story that's 3,000 years old, that's far enough into the past. When I start to unravel that story, I'd like to know what he means by unravel, people break out of that repression. Okay, the communists are going to take you out of your repression and depression, folks. They relate stories of farms lost and families shattered by hard times. Now, let's stop there a second and understand that the reason we have hard times and not prosperity, folks, is because the communists have taken over. Okay, the socialists have taken over. I don't know if I should share with you again. I think I will. We talk about the controlled media in America here. How the media is controlled by these leftists, ultra leftists, and I just say upfront communists, socialist communists. And we have these quotes. If I go to page 19 in Operation Vampire Killer 2000, our police and military action plan for ending world government rule, which we have 1,500,000 copies out there across the land now in something like 14 years that's been out there. Our organization, our police and military organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order, put that out. And on page 19, if you have a copy of this police military manual, you have the big shot at the news media talking about how they're going to control the media. And, of course, these guys were the communist element that came in and bought up the media and controls the media even today. And they proposed their agenda on the people without us knowing it. So we have Richard M. Cohen here, good little Jewish man, senior producer of CBS Political News, who said, and I quote, "We're going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with." Stop right there just a minute and think about it, folks. Every single week, and sometimes daily, if they can't play a case out for a week at a time, they will pick topics at the major media that they believe we ought to think about today and next week, the week after, the week after. Okay, they will pick topics for us. A prime example is today. Today I woke up, as I do before I do my morning program, and I turn on the news for the day that the Communist News Network, CNN, chose for us to think about. And there's this story of a woman who threw her babies into the ocean and they drowned, allegedly. Okay? So, how many days are we going to talk about this woman throwing her babies, horrible, horrible crime, into the ocean and drowning her babies? Well, we don't know because the agenda is being chosen for us by those at the news level, the media in America, and they'll decide what we think about tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Be right back after this bottom of the hour break, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And I'm going over some things here that I think are really very interesting today as we watch them unfold. Getting control of the Christian church, which is pretty much accomplished today. And now the communists feel comfortable with coming in and hooking up with the Christians to get them to come out of their prayer closets and actually do something in the community. The old liberation theology theme of Central and South America. So, anyway, I'm just sharing with you what we have in our Operation Vampire Killer 2000 police and military manual that we've had for out for 13 years now, something like that. But Richard M. Cohen, senior producer of CBS News, says they're going to impose their agenda on the coverage dealing with issues that they choose to deal with and not the people. Richard Salant, former president of CBS News, stated this: our job is to give the people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Well, what is the agenda they're going to impose on us? What is it that they believe we ought to have? Well, U.S. communists say liberalism is socialism, and what they want in America and have today is socialism, which is slash communism, although a lower grade of communism. We're working our way to communism, but we have full-blown socialism in America today. Even the Republican Party is a socialist institution today. And Norman Thomas, for years, the U.S. socialist presidential candidate in America, some of you might be old enough to remember, I guess he quit politics in 1970, but I remember Norman Thomas, and and Gus Hall. Gus Hall was the U.S. Communist Party candidate all the time. And then we had Norman Thomas that ran on the U.S. Socialist Presidential Party campaign platform. And he proclaimed years ago that American people will never knowingly adopt socialism / communism, but under the name of liberalism. This gal's a liberal, that guy's a liberal. You know the word, folks? Liberal this, liberal that. He says, under the guise of the term liberalism, the American people will adopt every fragment of the socialist-communist program until one day America will be a socialist-communist nation without knowing how it happened. Well, has that happened? Well, evidently, Norman Thomas, U.S. Socialist presidential candidate each election, and the U.S. Communist Party candidate, Gus Hall, believed we had reached that point back in 1970 because both quit American politics. And they quit because they agreed that the Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party has adopted every plank of the Communist Socialist Party, and they no longer had an alternative party platform to run on. So very interesting, isn't it, folks? I could give you the quotes of Walter Cronkite, Barbara Walters, I've used it before on the air, and others, saying that the media is liberal. And, of course, what did Norman Thomas say? Communist socialist. The word liberal means communist socialist. All right? Well, back to this letter now that we've received. The old communist minister, Mr. Reverend Gil Dawes here, pushing liberation theology now in the church. He says he teaches in the Bible study classes with a materialistic interpretation that leads ordinary people to see that their problems are connected to larger political and economic forces, okay? People are repressed about their own pain, he said, and he gets them to break out when he starts interpreting the Bible. And they start relate stories of lost farms and families shattered by hard times. Brought on, folks, on purpose by the international crime families, liberal, communist, socialist, call them what you want to, that control our nations today. They're destroying our economy. They're causing farmers to lose their farms. They're sending our manufacturing industry out of the country, leaving us with the $6 to $10 an hour jobs. Sooner it'll be lower than that. In the near future, it'll be lower than that. It'll be $4 to $6 job. And they're bringing in millions and millions, tens of millions of illegal aliens to take the $5 to $10 job in the nation. So it's purposely the nation's being ground down so the liberation theologists like the preacher can come in and pick up the pieces and get the people involved in the communist movement, the people themselves. He says the people suffering will become leaders if they have a chance to put it together with other people, Dawes said. This kind of Bible study helped turn one congregation from fundamentalism to the most progressive. Remember, progressive means communist, folks, he said. In a session on Marx, the communist leader in Russia, folks, not Mr. Marx, Pastor Marx, we started talking about up there, the North Carolina preacher, but this is the real Karl Marx, he said. In a session on Marx and religion, Paul Nelson, a Lutheran minister who teaches at a community college in Iowa, disputed the idea that Marx opposed all religion. What Marx denounced was an illusionary form of religion that served as ideological cover for the exercise of aristocratic economic and political power. Well, let me turn over here in Operation Vampire Killer 2000 and read Karl Marx. Okay, we have one quote from him and one from Trotsky. All right? Karl Marx said, "My object in life is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism." That's one of his quotes. Now, does that sound like he was misinterpreted, that we have here Paul Nelson, a Lutheran minister, teaches at the community church that Marx didn't oppose all religion? He only opposed religion that had God in it. Because his quote here is, "My object in life is to dethrone God." I guess if you have a religion working a big worshiping a big green frog in the backyard, he's for that, okay? Or anything else that isn't the Creator God of heaven. If you have another God, Marx will help you with that. He'd be really happy. But Leon Trotsky said this: "Religion or ideological primitive ignorance." There is nothing as religious, as ridiculous and tragic as a religious government. That's Trotsky. And Karl Marx, they sure got along on the religious issue. They were both hardcore atheists. Well, so we know that this Paul Nelson, the Lutheran minister, has his material wrong, because we know and have the quotes after quotes after quotes from Karl Marx that he hated religion with God in it. Any other religions, just fine. Okay, he says what Marx denounced was a illusionary form of religion that served an ideological cover for the exercise of aristocratic, economic, and political power, Nelson said. Like the reactionary state religion of the 19th century Germany today, we see religion twisted and turned and used to discipline people, he said. The right-wing Christian ideologues focus on the next world, an individual's private relationship with Jesus, Nelson said. But progressive, that means communist, living religion is based on human activity and the world we know. He argued it seems the kingdom of heaven as something to strive for in the real world today. Well, that's the first thing they've said here that's true, folks. We are supposed to focus on Jesus Christ as Christians, number one, and we're supposed to strive to obey his law 100%. We'll always fail because we're sinners, but we have to continue to strive. And we're supposed to be a part of the Great Commission, teaching his laws throughout this nation and around the world. But we're also, as the communists are doing today, showing the Christians how to become progressive. And that is, put away your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure that's what they're doing. And let's focus on working in the community. Well, years ago, folks, just five decades ago, whenever something would happen in a community, like happened down in New Orleans and in Mississippi, it was not the government that came in with grant after grant after grant. It was the churches of America that were activist churches, and they would get out into the communities, and they would take care of the people. And they would get together and rebuild homes, and they would do all of that. It wasn't a handout from the government. But, of course, then you wouldn't have communism, would you, if the government wasn't there to keep you from the cradle to the grave? Well, it says here, the discussion... one participant, an industrial worker, spoke of how America are losing jobs and decided whether to pay the rent or food. Noting most people have some religion in their life, he said, clergy or lay people should address these real-world issues and help bring progressive social change. That means communism, social change to America. The discussion included plans for a workshop at the Communist Party's National Convention in Chicago, July 1st through the 3rd. Many participants expressed interest in the formation of an ongoing party commission on religious work, compromising all faith, or encompassing all faith. Its activities would include initiating a national newsletter of socialist activism and left politics, and leftist politics in religious communities, and a website with tools for progressive, meaning communism, religious activism, okay? The spirit of enthusiasm and comradeship was stoked by home-cooked meals and singing led by the Reverend Carl Olson, minister of the Community Church of Boston and also a musical theater artist. Doesn't that sound just peachy, folks? Well, it's working today, because we've gone so far out of the Word of God. I'm sure they will just have thousands and thousands, maybe even millions of Christians join them in this communist coming together to control Christianity. The communists control so much of it already. Why not? Okay. Well, Very interesting. Very interesting. Let's see. We've got a few minutes left. I would like to open the phone lines up. I got kind of carried away there, folks. Got kind of carried away and wanted to open the phone lines up earlier. But I think it's important to know that unless we get back in the Word of the Holy God of Heaven, our Creator God, and away from these other gods, we are not going to see any relief of our nation plunging into this totalitarian world system where Christians will not only be abused but put to death by the millions, because these people don't like Christians. They hate Christians with a passion. Their leadership hate Christians because these are Luciferian organizations, folks, and their job is to kill Christians. And that's what they intend to do. Okay, let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts, did you say, Paul? Oh, New Mexico. Jeff in New Mexico. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, in your police experience, do you think it would have been feasible to have, like, four shifts of 6 hours apiece? Would there be enough police applicants? You know, like when Clinton was trying to put 100,000 new officers, was there enough people applying that that they could fill all those positions, do you think?
I don't think so. I worked in the high crime area my whole career, and we had one-man unit in this high crime area we called the war zone, and we had to get on the police radio to get help. And so if we got into a dangerous situation, which almost one out of five calls were very dangerous situations. And what happened with that program is that it was an unfunded mandate from the federal government. They wanted the police departments to put on 100,000 new police officers or so, and then the federal government didn't want to pick up the tab for funding them after that. So what would happen is the police chiefs would think about it and say, well, if I put on 100 new officers and the government sends me a grant this year for those 100 new officers to hire them and train them, and then the next year, they don't send me any money, I'm going to bankrupt the police department. So they didn't do it. They didn't want to do it because they were afraid, and the federal government would not promise them that they would continue to pay the salaries of those police officers. So that's how that went in the dumper.
I think some other industries, it might be practical, and also people don't need to have cell phones. They don't have to have satellite TV. You don't really have to have a home computer. You could go to a public library, and that way you can live cheaper. And see, one thing the communist, or Karl Marx said, progress is when the average worker doesn't have to work so many hours per day or per week. And that's attractive to me.
I see.
It might not be biblical.
Yeah. Okay, Jeff. Well, thanks for calling in, Jeff, okay, and sharing that with us. Before we go to Texas there, let me say a moment here, folks. I just looked up and saw a note here on my computer screen that reminds me to warn you shortwave listeners out there that on Friday, we go off the air for shortwave for the Officer Jack McLam program unless we have enough donations in to prepay the program for the new 50-50 shortwave program. Okay, it's a much better program, and it's going to cost less, but we have to prepay up front to get on there. So just remember, 2 days from now, if we don't have the donations to prepay, and right now we don't have all of it that we need to prepay for a few weeks to continue to go on Saturday and Sunday and Monday and so forth, then the 21st, Friday, we're down on shortwave until the money can be raised to prepay. I think probably it would make sense to me. I didn't ask, but I think it'd probably be the first month anyway to get the program back up. So just let me share that with you again, and if any of you can donate some funds to help Republic Broadcasting Network to prepay that bill, we won't go down as of the 21st, and we'll keep on running and without any break. So keep that in mind and pray about it, folks. And if you feel led, and we hope you do, please help us to keep going after Friday with our shortwave programming. We've got a lot of great listeners out there, and we don't want to see it go down. Okay, Paul, who's on the line? Patrick in Texas. Patrick, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, Patrick.
Jack, thanks for taking my call. God bless you. Appreciate all that you do.
Thank you so much.
I was listening to what you were saying there about communists in the church, and it's pretty interesting that people, you know, they...
Can you hold on, Patrick?
Sure, I sure can.
Yeah, hold on. We're taking our break. We'll be right back, and we'll wrap up the program there, folks. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Patrick in Texas.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger and, much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Okay, folks, welcome back. We're closing out the program here, and I just happened to think when I talked to you about the shortwave out there, you shortwave listeners, copy down this number, will you, and call in if you can help us with some donations to keep going after the 21st. Would you? This number is 800-724-2719. That's the main office number, 800-724-2719. I didn't give you any contact information, so that'll help you out if you can help us out to keep going with our shortwave program. Okay, let's go right back now to Patrick in Texas. Patrick, please continue on.
Oh, thanks, Jack. I just wanted to say that with all the people out there who rely on their ministers, you know, God warns us in every book of the Bible, especially the New Testament since Christ's return, that in every single book they admonish you about being deceived, And it's not, people almost act as if they end up deceived and stand before God, they can just blame the minister. The Word does say that the minister will be held more responsible, but it doesn't exclude you from your own personal responsibility. And I think
very true, Patrick.
Yeah. And Christians really out there, Jack, I believe that prayer is so crucial because there's so much confusion out there. Everybody has a different song, a different doctrine. There's so many different religions. And I've experienced it for myself personally. I mean, I grew up in a Catholic church, and people are so sure that they're right. But the only thing I think as Christians that what's given me peace in the last probably a year has just been to pray to God every night that what I think I believe is right, because He warns us constantly that the devil will deceive us in so many different ways. And
he does,
rely on their, it's there all the time. And for people just to rely on their ministers, God tells us, you know, you're responsible for yourself. And I just think that prayer is really the way to dedicate time to God, because I think there's a lot of Christians out there, Jack, who really think, well, I'm doing the right thing for God because I go to church and I listen to my minister. And it was like you said, they misinterpret these scriptures. God never says follow the minister blindly. He tells you how to know who they are, how to judge them, and he tells you to judge the spirits that are out there. I mean, so as Christians, I think prayer is so crucial to pray every day that you're not deceived and that you're meek and your ego doesn't get in the way, because if it does, you're bound to fall. And I believe a lot of these men were called, but, you know, where they've gone off with this pride and linking themselves together with the world, it's just, it's a tragedy, really, because there's so many good people out there.
That's true, brother. You're saying things that are so true that if we don't get into the Word of God, too, it's awful hard to hear from the Lord, because I've learned over all these years, Brother Patrick, that when I read the Holy Scriptures at night before I go to bed, and then I say my prayers and ask God for wisdom and discernment, and that's what you're talking about, Patrick, discernment, where we know what is right and what is wrong, and which direction He wants us to go in. But if we don't open up the Word of God and we always just pay a man to read it for us, we will always be misled, because God expects
so
to speak to us through His Word. I want the listeners to also think about this, Patrick, that when your ministers are so out of the Scriptures that they're teaching you things that are not true, like the pre-trib rapture and like the misinterpretations of Romans 13, that we have to obey evil government, think about, are they truly hearing from the Lord Jesus Christ when they're so misled themselves? I mean, it's something to think and pray about. Patrick, you make a lot of sense, brother. Thank you for calling in. Okay, thanks a lot now. Lord bless. Yes, folks, it's time to pull out the Bible, dust it off, and read it for yourself and pray over it before you read it. Say, God, open your Word to me. And He'll preach to you through His Word. Okay, very good, folks. Good to be with you tonight. Hope to be back with you tomorrow night. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Have a good evening. Good night now.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals?
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.